In 1980, Al Green left behind his R&B career to focus on gospel music. And now, for the first time in more than two decades, he has reunited with his old arranger and producer, Willie Mitchell. The result is a new gospel-free CD called I Can't Stop. It comes out tomorrow, and Tom Moon has a review.
You might think the new Al Green disc was just discovered in some crazy early 70s time capsule. There go the strings, soaring the way they used to. And there's Green, singing with that fluttery exuberance that's a trademark.
I can't stop, I just can't stop from loving you. I can't stop my hand from holding you. There must be a reason why.
Green's decision to return to secular music came slowly. He says that over the years, when he was on tour, he'd get tired of people asking him for new music in the style of his classics. As soon as he got back together with the legendary arranger and producer Willie Mitchell, the magic came roaring back. Mitchell said that such a reunion was inevitable because nobody can surround Green's agile voice with these kinds of rich chords, the light but inescapable orchestrations. The album was recorded at Royal Studios, Mitchell's Memphis base of operations. The pair used the same microphone that captured hits like Call Me and Tired of Being Alone. When Green was stuck for a lyric, he paced the same hallways that helped him during the writing of Love and Happiness. This contributes to the feeling of timelessness. The breathless ballad Rainin' in My Heart sounds like it could have been part of any of those classic Al Green albums of the early 70s.
I don't know. But it's raining in my heart.
Raining, raining
oh,
in my heart.
Critics are usually quick to fault artists for trying, so consciously, to recreate their past glories. But it's hard to complain about this one. Green's voice sounds better than it did way back when, if that's possible. It has more dimension, more blues in it, and his method of delivering the songs, which is simultaneously personal and totally universal, has the kind of subtlety that the neo-soul crooners lack. Maybe that's why Al Green came back, to remind several generations about the way he can turn a simple melody into a crusade, to show the screamers and the shouters that followed him how it's really supposed to be done.
The CD I Can't Stop by Al Green is released tomorrow. Our reviewer, Tom Moon, writes about music for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
All my life.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.